You have labor questions? They have answers. Neil Tappel and Bill Holfeld, Labor Press.
And we're back with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz. I'm your host, Bill Holfeld, and in the studio with me is my co-host and producer, Joe Maniscalco. Joe, that was pretty good. I mean, Robert, he's got to be, no wonder he's as slim as he is. He does a lot of running around, huh?
Yeah, and I just want to let people, remind people that if you want to actually see the photo that we talked about, they should definitely follow us on Twitter and also check out our LaborPress.org website where we have all these kinds of photo galleries that just show the major events, demonstrations happening around the city, and also just shots of people doing their everyday jobs. You'll see these kind of things.
That's what we're all about here at Blue Collar Buzz. And speaking of working people and what they need, who's up next?
So now's the season to think about shopping for your loved ones. So right now we have BJ Nichols from All American Clothing. It's a great place to shop and knowing that what you buy is domestically made.
Well, that's great. BJ, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great for having me on.
All right. And thank you. Thank you for providing us with American-made products because, you know, one of the things that makes steam come out of my ears when I'm talking to people is when they tell me, we don't make anything more because that's horse pucky. All right? We make lots of stuff here, and I know that because you sell it. So tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. We still do make lots of things here. I've got a warehouse full of jeans to prove it. And, you know, it's been fun building it, and, you know, we started back in 2002. It was really a dream of my father's initially, but him and I, you know, got together. He was selling jeans for another USA-made manufacturer at the time, and he was, you know, going through a big box store looking at stuff, and they saw a display for the company that he was selling for. And, you know, he went over and looked, and he didn't recognize the style. So he looked at the label and it said made in Mexico. And, you know, it just hit him. You know, he had been selling to the labor markets, primarily a USA made product. And, you know, this was just a smack in the face. So he called the CEO, right away, and the CEO confirmed and said, yeah, you know, we're going to start moving some of the production over to Mexico. And within 2 days, Dad quit. You know, he didn't have another job lined up. He said, I can't do this. It's not what we believe in. And Dad got a hold of me, and I was laid off from my job at the time. And I said, yeah, let's give it a go. And, you know, 15 years later, here we are.
Now that's an American success story and one that I really like. And I got to tell you, now, listen, and Joel bear me out on this. We don't do, like, any kind of infomercials on this program or anything. I'm just talking strictly anecdotally from personal experience here, okay? I've gotten long before I ever knew that you were going to be a guest on this program, I've gotten a jacket from your company. I've gotten a pair of jeans from your company. I've gotten two jackets, a pair of jeans, and two Oxford shirts from your company, and I have been satisfied with all of them, so I got the right to say that.
Great. We really appreciate it. You know, just takes that little bit of searching to find American made. I mean, most big box stores don't have it. The margins aren't there for them, and most of them are there just to, you know, please their stockholders. Nope. They're not there to support American jobs, and that's why, you know, 98% of the clothing sold in America today is foreign made.
Well, BJ, you guys are different. Why don't you let people know about your facilities and talk about the plant where you create all this stuff and the kind of the jobs that are involved?
Yeah. We source our product from 20-plus different states here in the United States, you know, from the buttons and zippers and denim and cotton, you know, across the whole supply chain. We're getting stuff and supporting communities across 20-plus states. And our plant that the jeans are actually made in, there's over 50 people down there. They're very thankful to have a job, because we keep everything American made. And it's not just in our jeans product or anything like that. I mean, the boxes we ship in, the packaging, the people who, you know, build our building, and we use all American labor, all American produced products through our entire supply chain. So
Wow, so, that's phenomenal. I got to tell you, because again, with the steam coming out of my ears, you know, it's like, yeah, we make stuff here. You got to put a little more. You touched on that. You got to put a little more work into finding it. But you're keeping 50 people working in the factory plus outsourcing your materials to 24 different American states. Those are communities all over the country that you're keeping vibrant.
Yeah, and that's just for the products that we make. We also distribute for other great American manufacturers. I mean, our boots that we supply are made by Thorogood, some of the polo shirts are by King Louis. So there's other companies, too, that we're more than happy to support and put their items out there, too. And we carry other jean manufacturers as well, because they're not competition. They're, you know, friends that help keep the supply chain alive.
BJ, right here in the studio, you have a very enthusiastic customer. You're doing well. What makes you different? What makes you different from Nike or Levi's or anybody else like that who's out there right now?
I would say the biggest thing is we are a small family-owned business. We don't have stockholders to please. We're not in it for that bottom line. We're in it for people and the environment, and supporting people here, to support the jobs here, support our children. I mean, all these, the taxes, everything that goes into these products, all those tax dollars stay here to support our schools, police, fire. All these things that we depend on are supported by American tax dollars. I mean, it just makes sense to keep everything here that we can keep here versus sending it overseas.
I don't know. It sounds... It sounds like that's the way that things are supposed to work, BJ. But
you would think,
you know. And I got to tell you, and obviously these are jobs that are living wage jobs. And the little bit of interaction I had with your company when I called in, and I apologize, but I forget the young lady's name that I spoke to when I first contacted your company. What's your name again?
We've got three great customer service ladies. The main one you probably would have talked to would have been Angie. She does a great job on the phone.
Well, and all I can say is I was spoken to so politely, and she was just so enthusiastic and happy. I'm thinking, wow, this is no slave market this guy's running here. These are obviously people that are happy in their job.
Yes. Yep. We try and take care of our people. I mean, that's the name of the game. Take care of not only our employees, but our customers.
All right, BJ, before we forget now, because I want everybody out there to know, because we already made the point that it's really hard to find this American-made stuff sometimes. So let's let everybody know how they can tune into this.
Yeah, make it real easy for you. It's just www.allamericanclothing.com. So it's real easy. You can just punch that in to find us, and it's risk-free. I mean, if you get something you don't like, we got free returns and exchanges, too. So easy to find and easy to try on and give it a shot.
And if I'm not mistaken, you're having some big pre-Black Friday blowout sale, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, as of right now, we've got up to 30% off on the website. New email subscribers always get 20% off. And we will have a pretty big deal coming up, running from Black Friday through Cyber Monday. And, you'll have to jump on to check it out.
Okay. BJ, can you talk more about your workforce? How long do people usually stay on for? We always hear about how Americans don't want these kind of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Most of them stay on for well over 5 to 10 years. Especially in the sewing industry, it's very hard, being that a lot of those jobs have gone away. I believe the statistic is right around 90% of those jobs are gone now in our industry. So the people that you do find are generally older, 40-plus, and have been doing this job for a while. I mean, it takes a skill to be able to do this. So most of them have been doing it well and will continue to keep doing it because those jobs are so hard to find now.
So do you have any kind of apprenticeship program or any way of training a new generation of seamsters?
Not really. We don't have a strict program in place to get moving on that. It is something we've considered, especially as we start to grow. because as we grow, obviously we need to bring more people on, and that is, I would say, the biggest bottleneck right now is finding enough skilled, trained people in the apparel industry.
Yeah. Well, BJ, I got to thank you for a whole bunch of stuff. I got to thank you for A, proving the fact that yes, you can make it here, and yes, and you can do that while making a profit, and you can do it with and still treat your workers properly. And I want to thank you for all of that, because that's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Hey, I thank you guys very much for having us on and helping, you know, get the word out there about American Made.
Okay. Well, listen, BJ, you enjoy the rest of the holidays. We got to leave it at that now. And we will be right back in just a little bit with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz at AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.